Well, boys and girls, it's a great joy and a privilege to be back with you again in the Martyrs Memorial Church. I don't know, Morris, if I have to stand on this chair as well, because all the young people seem to be standing. But if you want me to stand on the chair, I can. I was delighted, boys and girls, when Mr. Brown phoned me up and he asked if I would come along to the church again and share with you the good news of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, "Phil, I have 16 people on my list and I've been through 15 of them and they all appear to be very, very busy, and so I'm delighted that I was 16th on the list." But then I began to remember, boys and girls, how bright the children of Belfast really are. And we've seen this morning how they have studied the Bible, and Joshua and Samson and even the tabernacle. And I thought, what could I, a Scouser from Liverpool, teach these boys and girls from Belfast? And the more I began to think, I don't know if you do this, boys and girls, but I tend to scratch my head when I'm thinking. And I scratched my head time and time again, and then eventually I thought, I'll not speak on hair, or I'll not speak on heads, but we'll speak on hats. Because, you know, the more I began to think of different things in the Bible, the more I began to consider different hats that sometimes people wear for their occupation, for their jobs. I must say this though, boys and girls, the last time I spoke here, there was one of the elders from Ballymoney, the congregation that I attend, who was in the service. His name was Lawrence Hanna, and he and his wife were here. And I just wondered, that's strange, Lawrence coming along so far. Of course, he didn't know I was speaking. And this morning we have another elder, Mervyn Story, and his wife. And if Mervyn gets his phone out, boys and girls, during the service, to take any photographs, you are at liberty to take it from him and smash it. Jump all over it, because it will only be used as evidence against me. But I'm beginning to wonder whether they think I'm preaching heresy here in the Martyrs, because they keep sending elders along here. And so I've brought a few things along with me today. And the hats, and these hats speak of various occupations throughout life. Some you might know, some you might not know, but this was the very first hat I thought of. Boys and girls, does anybody know what this hat? When you graduate college or university. Now, Mervyn, put that phone down. College or university. And a long time ago, boys and girls, I'll tell you what used to happen. Even the teachers in the schools used to wear these hats. They would have big gowns or cloaks, and the teachers would come into the classroom, and all of a sudden the boys and girls would go very, very quiet. Because this hat, boys and girls, it resembles the hat of learning. Whenever you see the photographs on the walls of perhaps family members or friends, people who have studied a long, long time in university, and they have graduated and they've come along, they've been given their cap and their gown and their diploma. And so I began to think about this hat first of all, the hat of learning, the hat of education. And I thought of those many, many scholars, those many young people who time and time again have had their head buried in books for to learn for the exams that one day they will sit. And you know, boys and girls, I began to think about the greatest book of all, the Bible, the precious, precious Word of God. We read in the Bible that it's a lamp unto our feet, and it's a light unto our path. And you know, the greatest book that we could ever learn to read is the Bible. In the Bible, we have the greatest story that is ever told, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. It's not only the greatest love story ever told, but also the greatest betrayal ever told is in the Bible. When one of the Lord's disciples, can anybody remember who it was, boys and girls, who betrayed the Lord Jesus Christ? Judas. Judas Iscariot. The greatest betrayal that had ever taken place. Well, it's contained in the precious word of God. And then there's the greatest war that has ever been fought between Satan and sin. And the Bible tells us, you know, that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against the rulers of darkness in this world, and against spiritual wickedness in high places. Boys and girls, we have the greatest victory that was ever won. And again, it's in God's book of learning, the Bible. And that was the battle of Calvary, when for time and eternity, the Lord Jesus Christ put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. As we read God's precious word, we are encouraged to study to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And so the first hat that I thought of was the hat of learning, how it speaks of scholars, and how you and I are encouraged to study the precious word of God. And then there was something else, boys and girls. When I considered what people would use as a form of employment, and they don't wear it over here, the PSNI, but you see, if mummy and daddy take you all the way over to England, it won't be long before you'll see somebody bending the knees and saying, hello, 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 what's going on here then? And you know, boys and girls, as I consider this hat, it speaks to me of the law. The law that needs to be upheld. It speaks to me of law, and it speaks to me of order. Do you know, boys and girls, as I consider the policeman's hat, I thought about the law that was broken there in the Garden of Eden so many years ago. How the Lord God placed man in the garden eastward of Eden, and he gave him a commandment, he gave him an instruction, he gave him a law that you can eat of all the fruits of the trees of the garden with the exception of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. For the Lord God said, in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. Boys and girls, do you know what happened in the Garden of Eden? Can anybody tell me? Did man keep the law of God, or did man break the law of God? Does anyone know? He broke the law of God. See, it was a simple commandment to keep. But you know, he broke the law of God. And this helmet speaks to me of the law that was broken. And because Adam fell, all mankind fell with him. We sinned in Adam. And we too, boys and girls, mums and dads, we have all broken God's law. you know, the Bible says that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. There is not a righteous man upon this earth that doeth good and sinneth not. It's only by reading the Bible, God's great book of learning, that we can become scholars in the great school of faith. And it's only then, you know, that we can realize that we are guilty, each and every one of us, of a broken law. But there's something else, boys and girls. How about this one? Does anybody know? A chef or a baker? A baker? Or a chef? Now, you know, I was in the kitchen this morning and I just conjured this together before it came. My wife is with me. She knows that I do a lot of baking in the home. She's the one who looks like Cheryl Cole at the back. You'll recognize her straight away. This young fella's just said she looks more like Simon Cowell. It's not right. And so this baker's hat, how can this resemble the word of God? Well, do you know, boys and girls, when I see the baker's hat, it reminds me of the precious bread of life. That bread that came down from heaven. The Lord Jesus. The Lord Jesus said, I am the bread of life. Remember when the children of Israel were in the wilderness for 40 long years, the Lord fed them. And he fed them all with manna or bread from heaven. And God provided his people with provision, with bread as they traveled to the land of promise. And when I see the baker's hat, boys and girls, I think of the provision that God has made for your soul and for mine. How he sent his only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but should have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world, the Bible says, to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. And when we realize, boys and girls, that we need to read God's precious word, for that's the great book of learning. And this book teaches us that we have broken the law of God and we're guilty, rebels and hell-deserving sinners. But the Lord hath sent us his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to bear away our sins in his own body on the cross. That when we come to that place of realization and we accept Christ as Savior, we become something else. Boys and girls, we become soldiers of the cross. We become members of the army of God. And we begin to wage warfare against Satan and against sin. Boys and girls, you know, if you've trusted the Lord Jesus as your own and personal Savior, then you're in the army of the King today. And you know, he enrolls different recruits on a daily basis. You don't have to be a young person, or you can be an old person to join the army of the King. Everything we require and everything we need as soldiers of the cross, he equips us with. He informs us in his precious word that he'll give us the helmet of salvation, that he'll give us the sword of the Spirit, that he'll give us the breastplate of righteousness. Our shoes will be shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. But you know, he expects us to labor for him. Because, boys and girls, when we're saved by God's free and sovereign grace, we are saved to serve. And that brings me to my next hat. Oh, you'll know that hat in this country. But you know, many years ago, boys and girls, this was the hat of the businessman. If you went to London, if you went to any of the big banks, you would see them all walking round in their bowler hats, because it was considered as the hat of business. And you know, it got me thinking to that time when, in God's precious word, the Lord Jesus Christ was taken just at the age of 13 to Jerusalem. And it was the time of the feast. And they stayed there for 8 days. And then his parents, Mary and Joseph, you remember how they began to journey home once again. And that evening they looked for the young child Jesus. And he'd gone. He was missing. It said, you know, in the Bible that they took a day's journey, and then they sought him amongst their kinsfolk and amongst their acquaintances. And when they couldn't find the Lord, they went all the way back to Jerusalem. Boys and girls, they took their eyes from off the Saviour for one day, but it was 3 days before they found him again. And where did they find him? They found him in the temple. And he was debating with the doctors and the lawyers in relation to the things appertaining to the word of God. And when his mom and his dad came and they said, "We have sought thee sorrowing," do you know what the Lord Jesus said? He said, "Wist ye not, I must be about the Father's business." And I wonder, boys and girls, mums and dads, grannies and granddads, are you about the Father's business today? Does the King of Kings reign in your heart and in your soul? How's the Father's business doing in your life this afternoon? How's the Father's business getting on in your life? Do you appear to be making any ground for him? Are you seeing any progress and any growth in your life? Are you gaining ground in the service of the King? And so when I think of the hat of learning, the hat of law, the hat that speaks of Christ, the bread of life, when we accept him, we become soldiers of the King. And then we must be busy about the Father's business. But there's something else. Something else that we find. And it's this one, boys and girls. What hat's that? The fireman's hat. That's right, that's the fireman's hat. And you know, that speaks to me. Oh well, to many others it might speak of problems and of difficulties. It may speak of obstacles and issues. But to me, you know, it speaks of safety. This hat to me speaks of protection. Because when you and I need the services of a fireman, well, we know that things, hopefully, are going to be okay. For whilst we are in the battle with God and we have battle for God and we have open warfare against Satan and against sin, we can be assured that underneath and round about are the everlasting arms of the Lord Jesus Christ. Do you know what the Bible says in Psalm chapter 46 and verse 1? God is our refuge, a very present help in times of trouble. And so this is the hat of protection. Oh, maybe you know, maybe you're here this afternoon and you know nothing at all about some of these hats. Or you may know something of the Word of God, but you didn't realize that you're guilty of a broken law. Perhaps you know nothing of the bread of life that has come your way and mine. And you're certainly not a soldier of the cross and engaged in the business of the King. You have no place of refuge. You have no place of security. You have nowhere where you can turn to if you're outside of Christ. Just a few more hats and we'll be finished. Does anybody know this hat? A builder's hat. That's right. Well, surely we don't have a builder's hat mentioned in the Bible. Well, we may not have the hat mentioned, boys and girls, but we have the principle mentioned. Remember Abraham, the father of the faithful? The Bible says that Abraham went out one day looking for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker was God. You see, the Lord has prepared a place in heaven for all those who put their faith and trust in Him. He said to His disciples, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. The Lord Jesus uttered those words some 2,000 years ago. When we think of the creation and how God spoke this world into existence in the space of just 6 little days, and yet 2,000 years ago He promised, I'm going to build a home in heaven for all you that trust in the finished work of my only begotten Son. What a place. What a place heaven must be this afternoon. But you know, boys and girls, there are so many throughout this world, and they wear this hat, and some of them wear this hat and are so bold about wearing it, and it's this hat, a jester or a joker or a fool. And you know, God's word said that the fool hath said in his heart, there's no God. God speaks of the fool in Scripture. And how many people do we come into contact with throughout the week, and they have no time and no thought and no consideration for the things of God? Boys and girls, many of them as well, could even be our school teachers. God calls them fools. Oh, they think they have the hat of learning and education, but they know nothing about the Scriptures of truth. They know nothing about God being their refuge and the Lord building them a home in heaven, but they're happy to play the fool before the royal court. I wonder, as we look out across those gathered into the Martyrs Memorial Church, subliminally do you wear this hat this afternoon? Do you play the fool? Do you give no time and no consideration to the things of God? And finally, boys and girls, I just want to refer you to one final hat. And it's mentioned in Scripture. And it's this hat. The crown. And it adorns the head of many throughout the world in which we live, the kings, and even our gracious majesty Queen Elizabeth herself. Oh, it's not as posh as this crown, the crowns they wear. But you know, boys and girls, the crowns mentioned in Scripture. The Apostle Paul once said, "I have fought a good fight. I have finished the course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me," where? In heaven, the place that God built. "There is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, gave me, and not to me only, but to all them that believe." Do you know, one day, my Bible teaches me that the Lord will present me with the crown of eternal life. And if my interpretation of Scripture is correct, I'll never wear that crown, but we'll cast it at the Saviour's feet. And we'll say, "Worthy, O Lamb of God, art thou, that every knee to thee should bow." I wonder, boys and girls, as we have been able to encapsulate the gospel in just a few hats that we commonly see in life, do you play the fool? Or are you looking forward to that crown of righteousness which shall never fade away, when the Lord shall say unto you, "Enter, thou good and faithful servant, and inhabit the place prepared for thee from before the foundation of the world." The Bible says that the Lord, He's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Why not come, even in our children's day, and call upon the name of the Lord? For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.